Bro, in life, there's so many things you can cheat on. Like, you can cheat on your diet, you can cheat on your girlfriend, you can cheat on your barber, you can cheat on your girlfriend with your barber. Shit, you can even cheat on your taxes. So compared to everything else, cheating on a little math test is not that bad. Like, compared to your taxes, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit.
Hey, we've all cheated on our barber, but you cannot cheat on this math test.
Oh, shit. Damn, bro. I know we've all cheated on our girl, but you cheated on me, dog.
Oh, shit.
Babe, I know we cheated on our taxes, but you cheated on me?
Oh, shit.
Listen, in our entire lifespan, we've all cheated on something. Whether it's a game of Uno, your girlfriend, or your other girlfriend, it's usually not worth it, because congratulations, bro, you won the game of Uno, but now you have to look yourself in the mirror knowing you're a cheater and a liar that has three Uno cards up his ass. But when it comes to school tests, cheating is 100% worth it, bro. And I'm not condoning cheating at all, but let's just think about this logically. Like, why are we at school in the first place? We're at school to learn things and skills that we can use in real life. Now, are we really using trigonometry in real life? Well, effectively, this depends on what career.
Hell nah, bro. It was a rhetorical question. We are not using trigonometry.
But you know what we will use? Creative thinking, communication, social awareness, logic and reasoning, and most definitely our fucking phones. All five of which are strongly developed through the act of cheating on a school test. And on top of becoming a better human, better grades, it's the ultimate win-win. Your teacher feels like they did a good job teaching, your parents think they didn't raise a dumbass, and if you're good enough at cheating, you might just fuck around and get into Harvard. But once again, I am not condoning cheating, you know, just throwing that out there, you know, but yeah, as I was saying, you shouldn't cheat, right? Like, it's bad. Cheating is not good, but you do know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Facts!
Yeah. Wait, no. What?
What?
So if cheating in school is so valid, why doesn't everyone do it? And that's because if you get caught, let me tell you, bro. This story takes place in grade 9 when me, Bob, and Billy were some straight freshmen, bro. And coming into high school, you get your shit absolutely clapped by double the workload. But lucky for me, Bob and Billy were both in my math class, which meant we had triple the studying power. But we also had triple the fucking around power, and we used that shit to its maximum capacity, bro. But you know what they say, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. And when we got our first test back, shit, we found out. We found out we're a bunch of dumbasses who are about to fail grade 9 math, and we couldn't let that shit happen. So for the next test, we studied extremely hard. Off George's math test during the test. I mean, we were cheating with maximum efficiency. Like, we had a whole assembly line where Bob would look at George's test, throw up the number, and Billy would pass it along. And all of a sudden, our grades are making the meanest comeback Mr. Mathinson had ever seen. I mean, life was great. We went to school, cheated, played some Fortnite, succeeded, browsing history, deleted, and then repeated. I mean, we were just living life with no worries until
the polynomials test.
I walked into this test thinking, I know what a polygon is, I should be chilling. And when the teacher handed out the test, I was bewildered to see all these fucking letters on my test. Like, is this math class or English, bruh?
Yeah, I think I got the wrong sheet.
Huh? No, yeah, no, that's the right test.
What's the deal with this?
I mean, that's just polynomials.
Dog, I can name every single polygon, but who the fuck wrote Elon Musk's son name on my goddamn math question?
Yeah, chains. That's what we call a variable. It's called a variable.
Yeah, I know. I know that. And I knew it before you said it, too. Cause we learned about it in class.
Yeah, right. Right.
Now, this would have been extremely bad if we didn't have the ultimate method we like to call George. Because George was one of those dudes who loved studying. Like, he'd wake up and go to school, then come home and study till he dropped, bro. Like, if you kidnapped George's whole family and told him you'd only give them back if he answered this equation, this motherfucker would just be happy he got more homework, bruh. And because of this, we had a little deal going with George. If he let us
us cheat off his math test, we would teach him how to be a normal dude. We were teaching this kid how to dap someone up, how to use slang, and all I'ma say is, this motherfucker should've just stuck to math, bro. Yo, Chains, sauce me a bite, big dog.
I got you.
Shit, Chains, you just busted in my throat, gang.
Hey, yo.
George, what you just said right there sounded gay as hell. Type shit. So as I was saying, I'm looking at this math test with more letters than numbers, and it would have been raps for me if it wasn't for the George method. So I'm looking at Billy, Billy's looking at Bob, and Bob's looking at George's test, and we're absolutely flying through this polynomials test. And about halfway through, I look up to get the next answer, and I get jump scared by Mr. Matheson mean mugging my shit. And you can see it in his eyes. He knew exactly what was going down, and he took me, Billy and Bob's tests and took us to the hallway.
What do you guys think you're doing?
Polygon.
I'm pretty sure it's like
Did I see you three throwing up your fingers during our test?
Well, you see, Mr. Matheson, we're gang affiliated.
No, bro, what the fuck?
All right, you three, cut the shit. I caught you cheating. All three of you are getting zeros on this test, and I don't want to see it happen again, or I'm contacting your parents.
All right, it won't happen again. You're right. We're not in a gang, by the way.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
Well, shit.
Yo, what happened to you jits? Are you chilling?
Bro, Mr. Matheson caught us lacking real bad.
Yeah, he gave us all zeros on the test.
Holy shit, it sounds like Mr. Matheson just absolutely railed you guys. No cap. And all three of us proceeded to absolutely shit the bed on all of our next tests. And it was at the point where our grades were on life support and our math final was coming up. So if we didn't get our shit together for this final, our parents were about to put us on life support with that leather belt. So we put our cheating ways in the past and locked in, bro. We were focused in class, and after, we went to Bob's crib and kept studying there. And then it clicked. We all finally understood polynomials. And so the next day, we walked into class confidently, knowing we were equipped with hours of studying. We lock in, sit down, and then the teacher gives us our test. And as soon as we lay our eyes on that very first question of the test, we were fucked. Now, don't get me wrong, we could do polynomials all day long, but we forgot this was a final, meaning we forgot to study numeracy, exponent laws, rational numbers, linear relations, inequalities, geometry, probability, and statistics, and in other words, we didn't know shit. And before I can even make eye contact with the boys to tell them I'm fucked, these motherfuckers are already hopping back on the George method. And listen, bro, as you can tell, I'm no mathematician, and I did not study probability or statistics, but from what I'm seeing at this very moment, I have two options. I can do the test legitimately and have a 99% chance of failing grade 9 math and getting my shit whooped while simultaneously having my entire family realize they raised a dumbass who won't go anywhere in life and is destined to draw Stickman for all of eternity, or I could cheat. So we're out here hitting the George method, and I'm being extra careful, cause if we get caught lacking twice, it's complete and utter raps for us, bro. So we're grinding out the method, then the teacher looks up, boom, we're locked in on our own tests. He puts his head down, back to the method. And there was a few times in there I thought we were cooked, but we just kept it pushing. But still, we were low-key running out of time, and I had a whole page to complete. And God bless this random ass dude's soul, cause he raises his hand to ask a question, and as soon as the teacher turns his back on us, it's crunch time, bro. It's like double XP right now. Bob was out here throwing up these numbers so goddamn fast, I thought he turned Crip for a second. And then the bell went off, and we were all done, bro. We hand in our test, and then it was time to wait. A few classes go by, and then the teacher hands out our math finals alongside our report cards. And nervous as hell, we all check our report cards, and we all passed, bro. So we all go home happy as hell to show our parents our report cards and the fact that we passed. Chains, you got a 54 in math?
Yup, Mom, I sure did. You raised one hell of a smarty pants.
Oh, fuck. But at the end of the day, even if we all got our shit whooped, maybe the real treasure is the friends we made along the way.
Yo, homies, I'm bricked up right now.
Oh, no. Fuck.
Aw, can I pet your dog?
Yeah, for sure.
Aw, what's your name, little guy?
His name's Ben.
Ben?
Aw, he's so cute. I just wanna punt that motherfucker.
Man, these intrusive thoughts I be having make me wonder whether I belong in maximum security prison or not. Like, I don't even mean to, but the thoughts that pop into my head are so menacing that I can't even say this shit on YouTube, or this video will get taken down. Then I'll be canceled. Then my whole channel will get deleted. Then I'll be thrown into a psych ward, and then I'll be put on the fucking death penalty. Like, these thoughts that pop into my head are so alarming that they make me want to beat my own ass, bro.
Hey, man, why'd you just sock yourself in the face?
Oh, well, what we see, I was about to push that unsuspecting toddler into the deep end for no apparent reason, so...
Yo, this guy's about to assault a minor.
Hey, you can't do that!
Really, but it's not like every single intrusive thought I have is bad enough to get me convicted. Like, whenever I'm walking across a bridge, I have to use every cell in my body to fight the urge of just tossing my phone into the water. Like, there is literally no benefit from doing that shit, but there's just something inside of me that would feel so much satisfaction with just seeing my phone dissipate into the water. You know, maybe you get that urge because it would just be satisfying to do some shit that's out of the box. Some shit that nobody else would do, just to break the simulation a little bit. Cause I could be having the best day of my life. I could wake up, get the meanest pump in, hop in the shower, eat the most fire breakfast, and draw the most pristine stickman I've ever drawn. But as I'm casually walking beside a bunch of cars that are going 65 miles an hour, I'm still gonna have the urge to just throw myself in front of a car, bro. And it's not even on some emo shit. Like, I want to live, but I also want to dive into some oncoming traffic. But at least I'm not the only one who does this. Like, other people do this. Right? Like, it's normal, right? But half the time, an intrusive thought will just be to do some goofy shit. Like, you're just forced to imagine the consequences of what it would look like to start throwing it back on a Tuesday at 2:41 p.m. And every once in a while, you'll just be chilling, and you'll witness a motherfucker fall to the intrusive urges. Shit, he let the intrusive thoughts win, man. Now, I don't even know if these count as intrusive thoughts or not, but as a dude, when I'm walking down the street, I'll just be going on with my day chilling. Then all of a sudden I see a car and I'm like,
if I don't make it to that tree before this car, I'm gonna die.
Aw, oh, shit. Honestly, these kinds of intrusive thoughts are kind of motivating. Like, it's the same thing as having a hype man at the gym, except instead of that positive reinforcement, if you don't get those 3 extra reps, you're gonna die. It's like whenever I'm at the gym hitting those Bulgarian split squats, I'd be having mental wars with myself. Oof, that was a good set, man. I think we're done.
5 more reps or you're a bitch.
Damn, good shit. Alright, I think we can wrap it up.
10 more, pussy. Who the fuck's gonna carry the boats?
I told you we should have stopped, bro.
15 more or you like dick.
Now that I think about it, there's a good amount of people in prison right now who just succumb to their intrusive thoughts. Cause intrusive thoughts are just like that demon on your shoulder telling you to do the most devious shit possible. And I know there's a bunch of motherfuckers out there who just listen to that little guy. Hey, man, you see that lovely old lady right there? Yeah, you're gonna hit her with a mean right hook.
Well, what's in it for me?
Nothing. Shit, alright. But to be honest, there is a handful of times where I've let the intrusive thoughts take over. One of the most memorable was way back when I was 5 years old. Me and my older brother were just dicking around, doing some 5-year-old shit. Keep in mind, this story takes place before your boy had even developed consciousness. So I was just a little munchkin, doing munchkin shit. Then suddenly, this urge came over me. It was unlike anything I'd ever felt before. It was dark. Irresistible. And for no apparent reason, I bit my brother's arm. And this was probably the most satisfied I'd ever felt in my entire life. But it was followed by shame and regret because I had no excuse. Ow, why the fuck did your dumbass just bite me, bro?
I felt like it.
And one of my lowest IQ moments of all time took place when I was in grade 8. It was goddamn sewing class, bro. And I remember I was having a particularly miserable day, so I was just going through the motions. We were all gathered around this big table with our sewing machines, some fabric, and some scissors. I remember I was working on some shitty little big chungus stuffy. But on this particular day, the sewing machine cable was looking It was looking mad thick and juicy. And like I said, I was having a bad day, which is exactly why the intrusive thoughts decided to catch me at my worst. Do it.
What? Do what?
Oh, you know what to do. You're the one with the scissors in your hand, buddy.
How did these even get in my hand?
Now cut it. Cut it, Chains.
No. Why the fuck would I?
The wire exploded with smoke and my heart dropped so fast, bro. And everyone around the table just stares me down. And I'm thinking I can somehow cover this shit up like I didn't just take some fucking scissors and snip that shit like an umbilical cord. Maybe I could convince the teacher the cord snipped itself or some shit. But as I look down at the scissors in my hand, there's literally a chunk missing from the scissors. They look like they survived World War II. But barely. The scissors are all charred up and shit, and just like that, my plan of convincing her I didn't cut it went out the fucking window. You take one look at the cord, one look at the scissors, and one look at my dumbass face, and you could piece together exactly what happened. So my sewing teacher walks over looking pissed as hell, and she tells me to go sit in the corner. So I take my charred scissors and sit in the corner like I'm a 5-year-old, but to be fair, I made a 5-year-old decision, like I was in grade 8. I was 14, bruh. What kind of 14-year-old cuts the cord to a sewing machine cause he felt like it? Like if my 14-year-old son did some shit like that, I would tell the kid I'm going to get some milk and I'm calling it quits. I would have to have another kid and try it all over again, cause that kid is going nowhere in life, man. So as I'm sitting in the corner, realizing I'm a disappointment, it was one of those moments where you fucked up so bad, you don't even feel any emotions. I was just sitting there, straight faced, like, well, fuck me. It was really one of those moments where you just want to stop existing. So after the class ended, the teacher came over to me and she said, Chains, why the fuck did you cut the cord of the sewing machine? No, Miss Sewingson, you gotta hear me out. Okay, this better be good, Chains. The cord was looking mad juicy and the scissors just teleported into my hands. I don't even know.
You did what?
Mom, it was the intrusive thoughts that they told me to do.
Oh, I'm about to intrude that ass.
The fuck?
I just got robbed by a gay homeless dude in Japan. Who's with me? You know, like anyone. Yo, anyone. Yo, is this not relatable?
Bro, ain't no fucking way.
What
the fuck does that even happen?
Not again, bro. Now, I'm not gonna lie. Japan is one of the safest countries in the entire world. And apparently there's only 3,065 homeless motherfuckers in the entire country. So in order to get robbed by a homeless dude in Japan, you either need to be unlucky as fuck or just a complete dumbass. But way back when this story took place, I was a certified dickhead, bro. At the time, I had the critical thinking skills of a newly born chimpanzee mixed with the spatial awareness of a fucking Joe Biden on top of the decision making skills of Joe Biden's son. So with that being said, this story takes place way, 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 way back a few weeks ago when me, Bob, and Billy hopped on a flight to Tokyo. And as soon as we arrived in the city, we started absorbing all that food, bro. Sushi, ramen, fucking cow testicles, you name it, we ate it. And after an entire week of decimating every last crumb of food in Tokyo, we thought, well, that was fun. I guess it's time to go home. Yeah, I guess so. And as we're ready to pack it up, we overhear a few people talking.
Oh, hey, konnichiwa. We come from the United States of America. How do we go to Osaka?
Yeah, man, Osaka has some of the best food in Japan. Just take this train right here and you're there.
Wow, you're English. Very good.
I'm from Washington, dipshit.
Oh, I see. Washington, dipshit. Is that Chinese or...
Holy shit, did you hear that?
Yeah, no, that guy's fucking clueless.
No, I'm talking about Osaka. Apparently the food
food's even better over there.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, don't you think we had enough food already?
I mean, shit. We are in Japan.
Fuck it, bro. Let's go.
So we hopped on the train and got off in Osaka.
And like the certified fat asses me and the boys are, we were looking around for some food.
And the moment we seen all you can eat Wagyu beef for just 30 bones, we all knew what had to happen.
We walked in that bitch and wasted no time. We were running through that meat like Tiana Trump in her prime.
Cause sometimes we were burning the meat, sometimes we were taking it raw. But at the end of the day, the meat filled us up and made us happy. So we thanked the owner, left the shop, and headed back to our hotel.
And man, I was full as hell. For like an hour, and then I was like, yo, who's trying to get some more food?
The fuck? Bro, we just ate a whole goddamn cow.
Yeah, we did.
Like, we probably just canceled out the life work of 5 vegans in one sitting.
Tight shit.
And it's already like 8 p.m, bro. It's dark as hell.
Well, I'ma go out anyways. You know why?
Why?
Cause we in Japan!
Man, get your fat ass out this goddamn hotel.
So I got my fat ass out the goddamn hotel and started walking around. And all I took with me was my phone, the key to the hotel, about $100 worth of yen, and a smile on my face, knowing I had never in my life been robbed by a gay homeless dude in Japan. But little did I know, all that was about to change on this wild ass Friday night. Now, if there's one thing I learned about Japan, it's that everyone there is very kind, extremely polite, and a raging alcoholic. I'm talking they clock out of work at 6 p.m. and they clock into the bar at 6:02, and they don't leave until, I mean, shit, they don't leave until it's time to go back to work, bruh. Cause the Japanese people work hard, but their liver works harder. But regardless, I'm casually walking through the city when I hear someone yell from across the street.
Yo.
So naturally, I'm like, yo. And they're like,
come here.
And I'm like, shit, okay. So I walk across the street and see 3 individuals posted outside this little bar shop thing like,
yo, I'm Yuto. This Emi. This is twin sister Shigo.
Hey, it's my first day working here. Come inside.
Shit, I don't know. I'm just trying to get some food somewhere tonight in Osaka. I don't know if it's
You want Osaka fucking night food?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I want Osaka fucking night food.
Read the sign.
Osaka fucking night food. Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. Shit,
you know what? Come get shots. I pay.
Shit, we in Japan. So they take me inside and everyone there is just happy as fuck. They got Rihanna playing on the speakers, dudes bringing out shots, and the chef was turning up so hard, dude started twerking, and damn, that boy was cooking.
Bro, what?
Shit, I mean, like, he was cooking with the food, like, man, fuck! But the vibes were just so good and inviting that I felt like I just got welcomed into this Japanese family. So we all cheers and take the shots. And now I'm drinking, and I'm drinking with only one goal in mind, and that's to keep up with my newly found Japanese family. And so to prepare my stomach, I get me some Osaka fucking night food, and it was scrumptious. But as I'm slurping up this kebab, I see Emmy come back with 3 more shots, and she's like,
you want one?
Shit. We in Japan. So we take the shots and I'm talking to Emmy, and one way or another we start talking about our alcohol tolerance.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it takes a lot for me to get drunk.
Not as much as me.
Whoa, is that a bet?
Yeah, it is. Bitch.
So we're drinking everything in sight. Vodka, soju, sake, tequila. It's a competition. Now, I made the bet in the first place because I'm twice her size. But one thing I forgot to account for was the fact her entire lineage had been training generations for this very moment. So she's taking these shots to the face like, well, shit, like Tiana Trump in her prime. And I'm going shot for shot with her. And after taking about 8 shots, I was feeling it, bruh.
Yo, let's go play darts.
I mean, I never really played darts in my life, but shit, we in Japan. So we pull up to a darts bar, just me, Emmy, and Yuto. And I had never played darts a day in my life, but you ever just try some shit and you're just inherently good at it?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that shit was not me, bro. I was dog shit. I was out there looking like I was drunk as hell. I was drunk as hell. Cause in order to play, each person had to buy a soju. So now I'm about 12 shots deep, throwing darts, trying to hit a circle the size of a pea, while this little Japanese girl's pushing me and shit. Cause to her, this was a game. To me, this was survival. Cause every time you lose, you gotta take a shot. And if I keep taking shots like this, these shots about to start taking me, bruh. And sure as hell, I lost the first game. I took my shot and Emmy's like,
how drunk are you right now?
And I can't let her know I'm losing in this bet. So I'm in that bitch like, drunk? Nah. Shit, where I'm from, we brush our teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Okay, then loser takes 2 shots.
Yeah, let's do it.
So one thing leads to another, and now I'm 16 shots deep, and Emmy's like, I'm gonna go to the washroom, I'll be right back. And then Yuto's like,
Yo, Chains, we must talk.
Oh shit, yeah, what's up? Now Yuto had a strong accent and very limited English, so it really went some like,
Emmy, bomber.
Huh?
Emmy, have bomber.
Yo, Yuto, I don't speak Japanese, dog.
No, Emmy, use bomber. Swipe left, swipe right. Bumble!
Oh shit, Emmy uses Bumble, okay.
Yes, and she texts the Bumble guy, come here.
Oh hell nah, bruh, I'ma have to abort mission.
Me too.
You too?
Hi, Emmy to you daddy. Fuck Emmy.
Oh shit, facts, let's do it. So we sneak away to the elevator and we're spamming the up button trying to leave and this shit is just not coming, bruh. So we both peek around the corner to see if she's coming and she notices us.
Oh shit, guys, we're leaving?
Yeah, we are leaving. Fuck. So we all get in the elevator and Yuto whispers in my ear like,
when the elevator open, we run.
And I'm drunk as shit, but I was the fastest kid in my elementary school. So as soon as the doors open, we hauled ass, bro. And I just kept running till Yuto was like,
stop. We go to bar.
And I'm just having a great time existing at this point. So I walk into this bar all drunk like,
where the hoes at? Oh shit. Where the bros at?
Yeah.
Yuto took me to a gay bar, bruh. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with a gay bar, but it was the fact that after drinking 16 shots, I just sprinted full speed away from a cute Japanese girl to run straight into a room filled with a bunch of sweaty gay dudes. And these motherfuckers were looking at me like I'm some fresh meat or some shit. And it really just had me questioning my entire life. I was in that bitch confused, frustrated, drunk as hell, ready to crash out. I was gonna leave that bar looking like... I would like a
fruit explosion!
What the, no, Sebastian, what the, wrong video, what the fuck?
Oh, hey, is that Diddy? So you're trying to see a fruit explosion, huh?
No! So I left the gay bar, called up Emmy, we link back up, and the first thing she says to me is,
fuck you!
Fuck me? What? Nah, fuck you!
Why'd you run from me?
Bruh, you were inviting Bumble dudes and shit.
What? No, what are you even talking about?
I mean, Yuto said, like, you know what? Don't even worry about it.
Okay. Well, let's go to the club.
And I'm like, shit, we in Japan. So we're at the club doing club shit. And after an hour or so, she's like,
let's take some shots.
And I'm like, shit, we in Japan. I am blackout drunk, bruh. I don't even know how many shots deep I am at this point, but all I know is I'm so drunk, I gained the ability to fucking teleport. So I'm in the club, and as soon as I blink, I'm in a bar. Then I'm in a club, back to a bar, to a new club, McDonald's, bar, karaoke club, bar, love hotel.
Love hotel? Man, what the fuck?
You said you wanted to sleep.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, nah, I probably said some shit like that. I don't fucking know.
So we walk into our room, and the very first thing I notice, the hub on the TV, vibration devices on the bed, protection everywhere. Shorty just lured me to the Japanese freak chamber, bruh. I blink, and we teleport to the bed. But we were just talking, like,
yo. Yuto said you were inviting dudes from Bumble.
Oh my god, okay, Yuto's a liar. Listen, I gotta tell you something, but you can't tell anyone.
Yeah, nah, I won't tell a soul, you know? I will not post this on YouTube, clip it up, post it on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Reels, or anything like that, you know? Like, yeah, that'd be weird.
So Yuto's homeless.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, he just goes to the gay bar and then goes back to a dude's house and sleeps there.
Damn. Oh, man, I didn't even know.
And then he steals their money.
Wait, he what?
Yeah, he just steals their money.
Wait, but it's just the gay dudes, right?
Yeah, it's mostly just the gay dudes.
I check my pockets, the money's gone.
Fuck.
You said it's only the gay dudes.
Yeah, nah, he just steals from the gay dudes.
Fuck, I wanna go home, bruh. So I leave the love hotel, and at this point, the sun is coming up, and I'm still drunk as hell, walking like a zombie. I pull out my phone to go use Google Maps,
and that shit dies, bro.
So now it's just me and my last few brain cells trying to make it to my hotel before I pass out. And I'm stepping over Japanese motherfuckers, blackout drunk, sleeping on the sidewalks, thinking I can't end up like them. But honestly, I have no clue where I am, no clue where the hotel is, and no clue what time it is. And after what felt like hours of aimlessly walking around, I blinked and I fell asleep, bruh. And when I woke up,
I was in my bed. I genuinely don't know how, who, what, when, or why, but shit, I wasn't complaining. But by the time I got out of bed, it was 6 p.m. and I didn't remember shit. I had to go through my camera roll and piece everything together like The Hangover. But at least that Friday night, I learned a very valuable lesson. Don't try to outdrink the Japanese motherfuckers, bro. You'll lose every time.
Space isn't empty. It contains everything that exists. Hey, bro, you think this mirror's good? Nah, it's in used condition.
What do you mean? Walmart doesn't sell used
mirror. Oh, we're using it right now. Damn, I've been hitting this joint for way too long. I should probably pass it to the next person. You ever thought about how most of the sky is actually below our feet?
No, it's right up there.
Holy shit.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna be your waiter for tonight. Just give me a second and I'll be right with you guys.
We are the waiters.
Bro, what are you talking about?
No, think about it. If we're waiting for the waiter, then we are the waiters.
Hey, nice belly button, bro.
Hey, thanks, man. Your belly button is really your old mouth, by the way.
What the fuck?
Yo, is your thumb even a finger?
Fuck, man, I don't even know. It's kinda just a thumb.
So if your thumb isn't a finger, then there is no middle finger. Hold up. If you were the first person in the world to break 2 world records, then that would be a world record. So you'd be the first person to break 3 world records. But then that would make it 4 world records. And that would make it 5 world records. Holy shit. Then it would be 6 world records.
Man, who the fuck named this shit a chair? Like, why a chair?
Hey, bro, I got you a milkshake.
Oh, thank you, man.
Does a straw have one hole or 2?
Obviously it's 2.
No, but what if it's just like one long hole? What's the point of life? If you get a bigger bed, you have more bedroom, but you have less bedroom, you know, like bedroom, like.
Can I get a ice cream cone?
No, fuck you, the ice cream machine's broken.
Man, that's not fair.
Well, life isn't fair, buddy, so what do you want? But if life isn't fair to everyone, then isn't life just kind of fair? Like, I just don't get it. Like, chair, why is it a chair? You know, it could have been like anything.
So your nose grows every time you cap.
Yeah, what about it? So what if you just said your nose is going to grow?
Well, that would be a lie, so then it would grow.
Try it. My nose is going to grow.
Yeah, I told you.
But now that it grew, it's not a lie.
Whoa.
Bro, I'm way too baked right now.
Here, eat an orange, it helps.
Nah, hold up. Are oranges named oranges because they're orange? Or is orange called orange because oranges are orange?
Just eat the fucking orange.
Boys, we got the pizza.
Let's go. Sir.
Why the fuck is the pizza box square? Like, if the pizza is circle and a slice is a triangle.
Yo, who the fuck invited this kid?
Yo, can you pass the lighter really quick?
Yeah, I got you.
Wait. When you light your lighter gets lighter until your lighter is so light that your lighter won't light.
Damn, that motherfucker's spitting right now.
It just seems weird. Like, why the fuck is it a chair?
Billy is one of my closest homies, and we've been friends ever since we were little kids, and for as long as I can remember, Billy's been a dumbass, bro. I'm talking, he's slightly retarded, you know what I mean? And everyone knows Billy for just 2 things. Always making the absolute worst decision possible, and always having the best stories, bruh. Like, statistically, this motherfucker should have died 61 different times already, bro.
Nah, I got plot armor, bro.
Bro, no you don't.
I do.
Man, shut the fuck.
Hey!
What the fuck?
Now, this story takes place on February 14th, 2025, Valentine's Day. And I'm gonna be so honest, this story is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard in my life, bro. So, wait, can you swear to them that is real?
It is.
Say you swear.
I swear, bro.
On everything you love, the Valentine's story happened, bro.
On everything I love, the Valentine's story really happened.
It was a fine Valentine's Day night. Bob, Billy, and I were awesome single dudes, except Billy had a little situation, you know. He was talking to a girl named Elise, and they would hang out from time to time, but it was a new thing, so they weren't really dating, and they were definitely not Valentine. Now, I don't know much about Elise, but just 2 weeks prior, Billy was telling me about how he met some cute girl. They would text, they would hang out, but for whatever reason, their conversations would always be some like,
hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I am a little bit stressed because I'm moving and everything.
Oh yeah, moving sucks. How about you come over, I relieve all your stress type shit.
Billy, I really like you.
I like you too, Elise.
But I think you might be a whore.
Wait, what?
Like, you're most likely a bop.
Okay, wait, I mean,
you're definitely a fuckboy.
Okay, chill now. I've never fucked a boy in my life.
So keeping that in mind, we were all single, and this Valentine's happened to land on a Friday, and because of this,
we going to the club.
So the plan was simple. We go to the drink store to get something to pregame, go back to my house, and then hit the club, fall in love, and live happily ever after. Now the problem was, Billy was stuck working a 9.5 hour shift until 10 p.m. Now he was the pizza delivery guy for a chain we'll call
Big Caesar.
So he's doing his thing, delivering those Valentine's pizzas. Well, me and Bob decide that we would go get the drinks now and meet Billy back at the crib once he's off work. So we hop in the car, we get to the drink store, and at this point, it's 9:30 p.m. And so Bob calls Billy to ask what he wants. No answer. I call him. No answer. We both text him. Nothing. Now, this was strange, because Billy usually responds while he's working, but we shrug it off. We go inside the store and get Billy his go-to bottle.
Tennessee.
So we go back to my house and get to my room at about 10 p.m. and still no word from Billy. So we're waiting for a good 20 minutes and then I get a text message from Billy. The craziest shit ever just happened. So I'm like, what happened? Bro, it's so crazy, I need to tell you in person. So Billy whips it over to my house, kicks down the door, and instantly starts breaking down the craziest plot I've ever heard, bruh.
Yo, listen, this story takes place 1 hour ago.
It was 9:30 p.m. and Billy was finishing up a long 9.5 hour shift with his very last delivery of the night, but the problem was his phone was on 1% and he didn't even have a charger. So Billy locks in and memorizes all the directions to get there right before his phone dies. So from one side of the city, Billy goes 100% straight off the dome to the other side of the city for his last delivery on this fine Valentine's Day night. Billy hops out the car, walks up to the house, knocks, and they open the door.
Hey man, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, but I didn't order a pizza.
Oh shit, are you sure?
Gerald, did we order a pizza?
Fuck no.
Yeah, no, we didn't order a pizza.
I don't know. It says a meat lover's pizza for 3516.
Oh, honey, no, this is 3416. 3516 is all the way around the back of the cul-de-sac.
Oh, okay, thank you. Have a good night.
So Billy's walking for a good 8 minutes to get to the back of the cul-de-sac where at last he finds 3516. He walks up to the door, knocks, and a fine-looking woman in her 40s opens the door holding a vape, and Billy sees a little potential here.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, man.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, beautiful. How's your Valentine's Day going?
You know, it's okay.
Why is this okay? You ain't got no special plans?
Well, honestly, my husband's out drinking at the bar, so... Bro, this was the perfect situation for Billy, bro. There's so many things he could say to make a move right here, and out of the infinite combinations of words he could put together, he says...
Well... A man's got a drink, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, anyways, here you go. Keep the change. Have a good one. Billy fucking sold, bruh. He missed a wide open layup, and as he turns around to head back to his car in shame, Billy gets an idea. A genius idea, if I do say so myself. So Billy turns back around, walks back up to the door, and knocks again.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so my car, like the pizza car, is on the other side of the cul-de-sac, so if there's any way I could cut through, it would save me like 10 minutes.
Yeah, of course, come in.
And this motherfucker just got his own rebound off the backboard, bro, but he only has 60 seconds on the shot clock to make a move, and so he starts breaking down that professional barrier.
So, what's your name?
My name's Angelina. What's your name?
My name's Billy.
Wow, you have a very beautiful name.
And you have a very beautiful smile.
Oh, thank you.
Holy fucking shit, he was cooking, but they had made it to the basement, meaning he only has 30 seconds left before he's back to the cold, lonely outside world. So Billy cooks up yet another genius play.
Angelina, I really hate to ask, but is there any way I could charge my phone real quick? Like, I just need to get it to like 5%.
Of course, honey, sit down. It's no worries at all.
This motherfucker, Billy. Did it again, bro. Now, I don't know if it's because she just wanted some human connection on his Valentine's night or she was genuinely just being nice, but this motherfucker's now in a position where he's posted up on this woman's couch in her basement at 10 p.m. on a Valentine's night.
Yo, what flavor is that?
Oh, it's mango ice. It's my favorite.
Damn. You think I could take a hit?
Only if I could hit chores.
Oh, shit. I bet.
So as these two fiends are bonding over a little nicotine addiction, Billy's like,
so you said your husband went up to the bar?
Yeah, he did. To be honest, it kind of hurts, because, like, it just sucks to be alone on Valentine's Day, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I feel you. I don't got a Valentine either. Type shit.
Now, at this very moment, Billy's about to shoot a shot farther than a three-pointer. Farther than a half-court, full-court football field. This was a blindfolded shot from Mars by a six-year-old kid with Down syndrome, bruh.
I mean, shit. We could be Valentine's tonight.
Oh, that's so sweet, but my daughter's upstairs.
Ah, shit, yeah. I get it, but, like, this couch low-key spacious, though.
I mean, it's not that spacious. Billy, you're funny.
Now, at this moment, Billy's 0 for 3 with these shots. I mean, the defense line was tough. She's got a whole husband and a daughter who's just posted upstairs, probably waiting for that fucking pizza. But to be fair, Billy was still on the court, but his phone was already at a good 3% charge. So he needs a game-winning shot right now. And so he reaches deep into his bag. I'm talking middle school years. He pulls out a shot I never thought I would see in a big 2025.
This flavor's fire. Yo, let me show you a new trick.
Yeah? What is it?
Alright, so it's called a transfer. Basically, me and you just transfer the smoke.
Okay, teach me.
You gotta come closer though, alright?
This motherfucker Billy swished the shot, bro, against all odds. Just 15 minutes ago, he was some bum delivering her Big Caesar's pizza. All of a sudden, now she's hot and ready, bruh. And so Billy's making out with some random dude's wife for a good 5 minutes. Then she's like...
Is your phone charged?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, let me charge everything.
Of course, honey, it's my pleasure.
All right, I'm gonna text you.
Okay, drive safe.
And Billy leaves this married mother's house after making out with her as the fucking pizza delivery guy. Bro, what the fuck? Billy, are you dead ass?
I swear to God.
Bro, that story is fucking insane.
I mean, shit. I'm not done, bro.
Cause if there's one thing that Big Caesar's taught Billy, it was how to deliver, bro. So he takes the receipt, boom, takes her number down and texts her. So he drives back to Big Caesar's, goes in, clocks out, hops in a car, drives home, goes inside, showers up, gets out the shower to check his phone. No response.
Damn.
So Billy tries calling her straight to voicemail. He changes the no caller ID and calls again, and it rings, meaning... She blocked his ass, bro, and I have no clue why she would do such a thing. I mean, like, yeah, she has a husband and, like, a kid and probably another boyfriend on the side, but damn, say something. And that's the moment when he gets a Snapchat notification. Elise has added you as a friend. Now, Elise is the girl he's been talking to on Snapchat, so why would she even have him unadded in the first place? So Billy's like,
you unadded me?
And she just hits him back with a WID.
Shit, I just got off work. What you doing?
Oh, I'm just chilling at home.
And then there's a brief pause. Do you
know whose house you were just in?
Do I know whose house I was just in? I've been to her house before. She doesn't even live close to...
Wait. And Billy starts piecing everything together. How Elise was moving houses. All the boxes laid out in that woman's house. How Elise's family loved eating Big Caesars. And the woman's daughter... being upstairs the whole time.
Oh, fuck.
Billy hooked up with his girl's
mom.
Now, we have no clue what her mom told her, because it makes the most sense that she said something along the lines of,
hey, why did the pizza dude take so long?
Elise, I think he was flirting with me.
Because let's be honest, what is the other option, bruh?
Hey, why did the pizza dude take so long?
Yeah, no, I mean, I just cheated on your father with the Big Caesar's pizza delivery guy who actually just happens to be your age.
So Billy's texting Elise, trying to play it cool, like,
oh, I had no clue that was your house. What are the chances?
And she just says,
yeah, I get my good looks from my mom. And then she blocked him again, bro. Cause after telling her 100 times that he's not a hoe, he's not a bop, he's not a fuckboy.
I accidentally hooked up with her mom, bro.
Billy, you know I gotta make a video about this, right?
Yeah, I know.
Man, family functions have the weirdest dynamic, bro. Like, how have you known these people your entire life, but have still never gone past a surface level conversation? I mean, let me know if it's just my family, but every function is the same. The whole gang links up, and everyone just asks the most generic small talk questions to each other. Hey, how's that new place you bought? Oh yeah, you know, it's good. And how's the kids doing? Oh, you know, they're good. Oh, and how's the wife? Man, fuck your wife. I don't want to hear any of these NPC conversations, bro. And let me know if I'm getting too specific here, but what about that one uncle who goes by the name of either Bob, Jerry, or Dave? And this dude will just always be saying the most out-of-pocket things imaginable. Oh, how's your daughter Jane doing? Oh, Jane's always been hot, eh?
Bob, she's 15!
This uncle be at the family function thinking it's Coachella or something.
Bob, another beer's a little bit excessive, don't you think?
Yeah, football!
I'm the youngest person in my whole family, which for whatever unspoken reason, it just means everyone has the go-ahead to flame the living shit out of me. Hey, Chain, still no girlfriend, huh? I guess you're not too good with the ladies there. But I make one joke back and I'm the bad guy. You don't seem too good with the ladies yourself, seeing as your wife just divorced you and she took the kids with her. Am I right? Not only do they feel free to roast your whole existence simply because you were born last, they unanimously decide you will be everyone's personal butler. Hey bud, go get another beer for me. Alright, yeah, for sure. Thanks. Now you better get started on mowing that lawn. Grass isn't gonna cut itself, am I right?
Oh my god, bro.
And coming into these family functions, you would think your mom is your closest ally. But as soon as she gets the chance, she will expose your biggest secret for a little bit of parent clout. You guys will never guess what I found under Chain's bed yesterday.
Oh my god, what is it?
Yeah, tell
what?
Us.
What? No way.
Sometimes when my family tries to make small talk with me, they just miss the boat completely. So, buddy, how's those swimming lessons going for you? The swimming lessons I took when I was 5? Yeah, right, those ones. They're good. I finished them a little while ago. Oh, is that right? Good for you, buddy. And bro, don't get me started on those recycled ass jokes. Well, looks like you got your workout for the day.
Oh, looks like you've gotten so tall. What are you feeding this kid, am I right? Oh, Bob, I think you got some food in your beard.
Oh, don't worry, I'm saving it for later.
Ah, good one, Bill.
Oh, Bob, he's so funny. Thank you. I guess everyone at the function must have Alzheimer's or something. Because these jokes will have them cracking up like they haven't heard the same joke the past 15 functions. But cousins, man. Cousins are the saving grace of family functions. Without cousins, you would have no choice but to participate in the tomfoolery of small talk. I'd be walking in the function just praying to see that one cousin. And bro, I have a family function survival tip for you. You always have to stay within arm's reach of either your siblings or your cousins. Cause whenever some bullshit goes down, you just give each other the look and flee the scene. And because when you get caught lacking on your own at the function, you get jumped.
Metaphorically speaking, of course.
When you link a girl and you both bring a friend, man, what could possibly be better than a two-man mission?
Three-man mission!
when you go on a three-man mission, you need to be able to trust those homies with your life, bro. Cause I don't know why, but 100% of the time you go on a three-man mission, somebody's gotta take one for the team, bro. Like, it's just inevitable. And if your homie isn't willing to eat the shit sandwich in order to see the gang succeed, the entirety of the gang is eating the shit sandwich, bro. And on top of that, you need your homies to have your back when you crack a shitty ass joke. Cause if you're in a group of six people and not a soul laughs, nah, you're done, bro. Like, you're cooked. You're sauteed, bro. Like, pack it up. It's over with. Like, yo guys, what do you get when you mix human DNA with goat DNA? Oh my god, what do you get? Wait, no, let me guess. No, I don't know. What do you get?
Kicked out the petting zoo.
Fuck, I sold.
Actually, that's a really good joke.
Facts.
Wait, it was?
And lucky for me, I got the two most perfect dudes for the job. Bob and Billy, so you know we were no strangers to the game. Like, we had 99 chemistry, bro. We were like Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman, setting up these plays, passing, alley-ooping, and dunking that shit. In these streets, they called us the real big three, and one day, the real big three hopped on a plane to Mexico. And this story takes place way back. Like a month ago. And this story doesn't just contain one three-man. Not two three-mans, but three different three-man missions. And with these three different chances, will me, Bob, and Billy be able to find love in Mexico? Or will we get set up and kidnapped by the cartel? Find out coming up on this episode of Billy, Bob, and Chains.
Wait a minute.
So, boom! We get to Mexico and we're staying at an Airbnb, so we start with all the essentials. We unpack, get some food, check out the rooms, download Tinder, play some music, get settled in, you know, shit like that. And some of you may be thinking, damn, Chains, Tinder? Shit, I didn't know you were down bad like that.
And let me just clear this up, alright? I'm not, okay?
I'm down horrendous. And you really don't know me at all if you thought I was gonna leave Mexico without running a three-man with the homies. So I'm just doing what I gotta do. Don't hate the player, hate the game. So we got there on a Monday, and for the first few days, we're exploring, we're trying some food, going to the beaches. It's great, you know, a bunch of nice and relaxing shit. But at night, it was grind time, bro. I was swiping more than a girl with daddy's money, and I was shooting more shots than Drizzy Drake at his local middle school. So by the time Thursday rolled around, I secured the first
three-man mission
of the trip. And when I told the boys, they were hyped as fuck. I mean, Bob was so excited, dude almost made a facial expression. So before we went out, we had to get teed up. And lucky for us, we spent half our food budget on a few bottles of vodka. So we're absolutely down in that shit until our Uber pulls up. We hop in the Uber and get dropped off by some bars where we plan to meet the girls. Now keep in mind, at this point, all I've seen of this girl is pictures. And you know there's a brutal catfishing epidemic going on. So let's just say it's completely in the realm of possibility that I set up a link with three big buff Mexican dudes. And Lord knows I'm crossing my fingers. like hopefully there's like no big buff Mexican. I don't want the big buff Mexican dude. So my heart dropped to my balls when I got a tap on my shoulder and turned around to see a not so buff Mexican dude with another not so buff Mexican dude with the three girls.
Oh, don't worry. These are just my friends, by the way.
Hey.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, what's up? And not only was I relieved that she wasn't a jack dude, but she was fine, nice, and she spoke English. Same with Bob's girl and Billy. Yeah, nah, he had to take one for the team for sure.
Hey, bro, I'm sorry, but this is just the way the cookie crumbled. Shit, bro, can we get another cookie?
It's too late, bro, it's already crumbled. And Billy took that shit like a champ, bro. So all eight of us go to a bar and we're just talking, getting to know each other and shit. And I notice Billy just keeps the tequila shots coming. I mean, we were only 10 minutes into the conversation, but this dude is 10 shots deep at this point. And all of a sudden, this dude starts laying down that Google Translate riz and he's dropping hard emojis and shit, and I'm like, damn, respect. I mean, he's taking this extremely well. And after about 30 minutes of talking to this girl, I look over at Billy and I start to see some wild ass emojis being thrown around. Like,
oh shit, Bob, Yo, I think Billy forgot he's the one taking one for the team. So me and Bob cut him off of the tequila, and then my girl is like,
hey, do you guys want to come over to our place?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hell yeah!
Is he alright?
Yeah, he's fine. So we hop in their whip and go to their crib, and at this point, it's getting kinda late, so we're just chilling, listening to music and things of that nature, when me and Bob realize Billy and his girl are nowhere to be seen. So I turn to Bob and I'm like, yo, should we stop him? Damn, bro, you're right. We can't let him do that shit. And listen, bro, I've never been the type of dude to cock block, but if it's the homie who's about to interlock with a chalk chick at this o'clock, I'll walk up, knock and lock, and block that cock if I have to. And so I did just that. I walked up, knocked, of course, unlocked the door, and respectfully, I blocked that cock.
Yo, what are you doing?
I'm taking one for the team, remember?
Nah, I think the team's doing just fine,
but
bro.
You know me. I was gonna do it for the team, like for
nah,
the
I don't think the team needs this one, gang.
No, remember? I'm supposed to be like taking it for the team, like this is for the
Yeah, you're right.
Let's just go home, Billy.
No, wait. Well, how are we gonna get home? We're in Mexico.
Man, shut the
So we said our goodbyes, got in the Uber, and man, I felt like a basketball coach whose son just lost to a special needs team, bro.
Hey, listen, bro. I had a lot of tequila tonight. I'm sorry. I just
Billy, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Damn, bro.
And the next morning we woke up, and I'm not gonna lie, we felt it a little bit, especially Billy. Billy was in physical and mental agony, but we have a secret method to get rid of any hangover instantly. It's called vodka. So we're practically eating this bottle for breakfast, and once everyone was healed up, we hit the beach and had a fantastic day. It was stupendous, really, and once the sun started to set, we got some food, and man, it was gas, bro. I had the best nachos of my life. And as I'm consuming this orgasmic meal, I get a little notification on my phone from a new girl.
Yo, you got any friends?
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, hell yup.
Then she's like,
I'm going out with some friends tonight. You guys should come.
And I'm like, hell yup. And just like that, we secured our second
three-man mission.
Absolutely house that fucking meal, go back to the crib, get ready, tee up, you know the drill. We hop in the Uber and get dropped off in the same area where the clubs and bars are to meet these girls. And when we get there, Bob and Billy are both praying they don't gotta take one for the team this time. And I'm there just chilling like, yo, this is why I set up the three mans, cause then I never have to take one for the
Chains, is that you?
Who's asking?
It's me, Sarah.
Oh, no way. Really?
like really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. You must be looking for the other Chains. No, don't worry. This happens all the time.
No. Chains for real. Yeah, look at this. This is you.
Oh, fuck. Would you look at that? I guess it is me. Fuck.
Like, shit, I don't know how she did it, but she got my ass, bro. I got catfished nicely.
But I guess it was just my turn to take one for the team. And I look up at who she brought, and she pulled up with four straight dimes for the homies to choose from. Like, bro,
why me?
So we're walking, and the girl I'm temporarily associated with is like,
hey, let's go to the club.
Yeah, let's go.
So we go to this club, eight people deep, and the girls are like,
yeah, let's buy a bottle.
Yeah. Where's your money?
¿Qué? No entiendo.
Wait, I could have swore you spoke English.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fluent for sure, yeah.
You said you wanted a bottle, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah, you got bottle money?
Ah, no entiendo, no hablo inglés.
And now I'm starting to get the vibe that whole time, these girls just wanted a free bottle. And as soon as I start catching on, she starts upping her game, like,
oh my god, you're so strong, look at these muscles.
So I go to give Billy one of those side eyes, and when I look over, these motherfuckers are completely lost. In the sauce.
Yeah, I'm buying a bottle. Everyone, bottles on me.
So Billy pulls me aside like,
yo, we gotta split a bottle, bruh.
Nah, I'm really not fucking with this girl.
Come on, bruh, please. I need it, bruh. Just take one for the team. Come on, take one for the team.
Alright, bruh, I'll split it with you.
Thank you, bro.
I got you.
So are you guys getting a bottle?
Yeah. We're getting a bottle.
Oh my god, you're so strong and you're a baller.
Yeah.
baller. The fuck?
I don't know, bruh. She's weird as hell. Yo, can I get a bottle for this table?
Yeah, for sure. What do you want?
Listen, bruh. Just give me the cheapest shit you got.
Oh, I feel you, bruh. Times are tough, you know? That'll be, 1,100.
God damn. That's a lot of pesos, bruh.
Pesos?
Yeah, like, 1,100. That's a lot of pesos.
Nah, amigo, that's USD.
Plus $500 to walk it to you with the Chicago fee of $350. And for the tip, it'll
just cost you your left testicle.
No, that's my favorite nut, bruh.
Yo, Billy, we don't got it like that.
Yeah, hell nah. Let's just not get it, bruh. At least these girls are already fucking with us without it, though, right?
Yeah, facts. Yo, we're not gonna get the bottle.
Oh, why not?
You can just buy it. It's not that big a deal.
Nah. It's cause we don't got enough money.
They fucking dipped, bro.
Quick as hell, too. They all just evacuated, bruh.
No, bruh. That was my wifey.
And I'm just over here thinking, damn, I'm just glad I didn't have to see that shit through, bruh.
But Billy, yeah, he was really going through it.
Until he got distracted by some other random girls in the club. So at this point, all three of us are on the dance floor, absolutely fucking that shit up, when I start getting spammed on my phone. So I go to check who it is, and it's the gold digger girl, like,
hey, we all went to the club right beside it, but we can all split this bottle. It'll be $86 per person, plus tip, that'll be $95 each.
And she's literally telling me the whole price breakdown of this bottle. She pretty much just sent my ass an invoice. And I'm like, hell nah, I don't care if that shit would have been free. There is no way I'm ever gonna see this girl ever again.
And then I get a tap on my shoulder, and it's three big buff Mexican dudes.
I'm just playing. It was the gold digger girl, but this time I probably would have preferred the buff dudes. Cause this girl grabs me by the arm, pulls me outside with all her homies, and starts breaking down the price again.
Okay, the bottle is $700, but you just gotta pay $95 each, okay?
Yeah, we're in. Let's do it.
No, what? Billy, chill.
So I call an emergency meeting with the homies, and we huddle up, and I'm like, listen, you guys can go with them if you want, but there's no way I'm going and paying for this girl's bottle.
Fuck that, bro. You're right. We could find something better for sure.
So we jump ship. Absolutely abort mission.
Yo, what's that over there?
I'm not stupid. I'm not falling for that shit.
Nah, is that Jeff Bezos handing out free bottles to catfishes?
Wait, what? Where?
So we evacuate and start roaming the streets when I get a tap on my shoulder. I take a deep breath. Turn around, and it's the girls from the OG3, man. Like,
oh my god, Chains, what are the chances?
Yo, what's up?
And me and Bob are hyped, but Billy's over here having traumatic anime flashbacks and shit.
You guys should come with us. We know the best spot here.
Oh shit,
yeah.
Bet.
Fuck.
So they take us to this club bar thing, and it's fucking bumping, but as soon as we get inside, Billy disappears, bro. And I don't even blame him. He's staying as far away from this girl as possible, not because he's scared of what she's gonna do, but because deep down, he's scared of what he might do. But regardless, me and Bob continue to respectfully obliterate the dance floor for about an hour straight, and then the girls are like,
hey, it's getting kinda late, so we're gonna head out now.
I bet.
Wait.
Yeah.
And once me and Bob had officially decimated the dance floor beyond repair, we realized there's an upstairs that leads to a balcony. So of course me and Bob go to explore that shit. And as we walk out onto the balcony, we see Billy with this one girl who looks our age, who happens to have a friend who also looks our age. And once again, Billy is absolutely laying down that Google Translate riz, but this time he's really cooking. So me and Bob start talking to her friend named Mia. I get her Instagram, and then Billy's like, all right, let's go. The Uber's here.
Uber? Uber to where?
Oh, yeah, nah, my bad. I forgot to tell you, but Camilla and me are coming back to the B&B.
What the fuck?
Don't you think we gotta discuss shit like that?
Nah.
Bro, what?
All right, Uber's here. Let's go.
So Billy and the girls go to the Uber, but me and Bob stay back to discuss what the actual fuck is going on right now.
Yo, this is a bad idea, right?
But we can't let them do this shit alone.
Shit, Bob. Do we even have a choice?
So we leave the bar and start walking to the Uber when this girl stops me and she's like,
hi, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Chains. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Sophia.
And Sophia's trying to make some small talk and shit like that, but Billy's already waiting in the Uber, so I'm like,
well, it was nice to meet you, but I gotta go.
Oh, well, let me get your Instagram real quick.
So I give her my phone, she follows herself, and then gives me my phone back. And when I lay my eyes on the screen, I realize we have a mutual. And I'm just surprised, cause we're in Mexico, bruh. So I go to check who it is, and it's Mia. And at this moment, everything started piecing itself together to make our third
three-man mission.
So I'm like, yo, you know Mia? Oh, Mia? That's like my best friend. Why?
Word? You mean this Mia?
Oh my god, Mia! So Sophia hops in the whip and we're all just talking and then Mia says,
yeah, so like, we don't have work tomorrow.
Oh shit, do you guys work together?
Yeah, we do.
Damn, what do you guys do?
Oh, you know, we dance.
What, where do you guys dance?
Like in the club?
Oh shit, yeah. That's what's up. Yo, how old are you guys, by the way?
21.
24.
25.
Damn! Sorry. Do you guys happen to have any, you guys happen to have kids by chance?
Of course, I have two.
I have a baby boy.
I have
one
of them
is
years old.
You know,
boy,
I also have two daughters.
Oh, fuck. Yo, Bob, you think it's too late to, you know, abort mission? And I don't know how, but none of that information seemed to faze Billy in the slightest. Cause now he's out here making out with this girl like, fuck them kids, bro. And the whole car ride, I'm just thinking, what the fuck is going on, bro? But soon enough, we arrive. We all hop out of the whip, go to our B&B, put in the code for the lockbox, get the key, unlock the door, and go inside. Now for context, the crib had two couches and a master bedroom. And that bedroom is where I used to sleep, and I say used to because as soon as we got to the B&B, Billy and Camila went straight to my room and start playing patty cake. Loud as hell too, and so all of us are just sitting on the couch like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Fuck. And this motherfucker Billy was just making up for every single time he had to take one for the team. And after the longest 20 minutes of my life, Billy walks out of the room smiling from ear to ear like, what? Well, why's everyone looking at me? Shit, you guys could hear that? Then Billy cops the girls an Uber, they dip, and I'm looking at Billy like, bro. What, like, what the actual fuck just happened?
Hey, man, listen. It's just the way the cookie crumbled.
Nah, bro, you are crazy.
And at this point, it was probably 4 a.m. or something, so I go to my room to look at where I'm supposed to sleep, and there's a bunch of lubed up rappers on my bed, and I'm not talking Diddy.
So needless to say, after a long night, I slept on the couch, and we all woke up rotten, bro. So rotten, even the vodka method wouldn't work. So we decided if anything could make us feel better, it would be a plate of the world's best nachos. So we get ready, leave the crib, and then Billy's like, yo, who's got the key?
Shit, I don't got it.
Bob, you got it?
I mean, it's probably on the counter where we always put it, right?
Yeah, facts. We check the counter, it's not there. We check the tables, not there. We check the couches, bedroom, kitchen, nowhere to be seen. So we scavenged the entirety of the Airbnb. We even looked through every single bag of garbage and it was nowhere.
Bro, did those girls finesse our key?
Nah, Camila wouldn't do some shit like that.
She would, bro.
Yeah,
you don't even know
bro,
her.
No, she wouldn't.
How would you
know
her?
You don't know her, bro.
I know her better than you know her.
Chill. Mia texted me. She said, let's go to the pool today.
Oh, shit. Camila texted me the same thing.
Damn.
And in my head, I'm thinking about it, and I'm putting everything together.
Shit.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so.
These girls stole the key and invited us to the pool so the crib would be empty so they could get three big buff Mexican dudes to pull up and loot the crib.
Fuck, I knew it.
Damn, she got my ass, bruh.
So hell no, we didn't go to the pool with them, and for the next few days, we were on high alert. We would only leave the crib in pairs, and one dude would stay back, strapped up with kitchen knives, ready to take on three big buff Mexican dudes.
Pause.
Until it was Monday, the night before our flight home. So we're packing everything, getting ready to go home, and I hear Billy shout, Chains?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, guess what I got, bruh?
Chlamydia?
No.
Gonorrhea?
What? No.
Herpes?
No, it's in my suitcase.
Your suitcase got herpes?
No, it's the key.
How the fuck?
I don't know! I'm not gonna lie, I think everybody wants to be cool. Like, being cool is just like it's just cool, bro. Like, there's nothing like it. And I know some of y'all are thinking, Chains, with all due respect, bro, how do you know what it's like to be cool? And my answer to that is just look at me, bro.
I fucking don't, okay? But I do know someone who is cool. He's a certified cool guy, and his name is Bob. Now, what makes Bob so cool? Is it the sunglasses? Is it the sexy ass face? No. Tell him the answer, Bob. He doesn't talk. The answer is Bob doesn't talk, and a crucial role in being cool is the element of mystery. Now, it's interesting, because if we take a look at Jake over here, Jake doesn't talk either, and, I don't think Jake's that cool. So that means to be cool, you can't just stop talking. I mean, I remember one time I thought if I threw in some earbuds and stopped talking to motherfuckers, everyone would see me as some cool, mysterious guy in the shadows. And I'm not even gonna lie, I was walking through the halls feeling like Batman. I could even see the people talking about how cool I was. Come to find out, it was more like, does this kid even talk?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yo, what's up with this kid?
I'm pretty sure he's autistic or something.
Cause the truth is, there's a very distinct difference between Bob's silence and Jake's silence. I mean, Jake didn't talk cause he would probably get his ass beat for literally anything that comes out of his mouth, but Bob, on the other hand, doesn't talk cause he doesn't have to talk. Like, watch this. Oh my god, Bob! Now just for science reasons, let's just see what happens when I do the same thing, you know? Why not? What's the worst that could happen? Hello? Can I help you?
Oh my god, help, there's this creepy.
Damn. At least she
didn't. Get on the ground! Hands behind your back, buddy!
Now, it's important to note that being cool is subjective. Like, for example, some people think I'm cool, you know? Like, in this big-ass world, surely there's someone out there.
No, there isn't. Nobody thinks you're cool.
Okay, well, what I was trying to say is you're gonna find someone cool who I don't find cool, and I'm gonna find someone cool who you don't find cool, and that just leaves us with the question, what is cool? So to answer this question, I need you to think of the coolest dude on the earth, and I'm about to guess, okay? You got it? Yeah, alright, I'm not the fucking Akinator, I'm not about to guess who you're thinking of, but I can guess with 100% accuracy who you're not thinking of, and that's Mark Zuckerberg, okay? How did I know that? Because if you think of Mark Zuckerberg as the coolest guy in the world, you're fucked, alright? Like, there's no helping you, like, click off the video, it's raps for you, bro. But how could Mark Zuckerberg possibly help us get cooler? I mean, look at the guy, he's practically oozing uncoolness as we speak. But that's important, because if being cool is subjective, we need something objective to look at. And objectively, Zuckerberg gets no bitches. Like, let's just look at the numbers here. I mean, this guy's the CEO of Meta, but he's also the CEO of being a uncool lizard nerd guy. And if there's one thing I've learned in my studies of coolness, it's the art of minding your own goddamn business, okay? Like, let's compare George to Bob, who let's just say both aced the math test. Hey, Chains, what'd you get on the test?
Fuck, I got like a 65%.
Oh, that's really good for you. That's good for you. Yeah, I actually got 100% plus the bonus question.
Oh, wow. Nice, bro.
Billy, what'd you get on the math test?
Math test? The dog. I could have swore that shit was chemistry.
Nope. It was math. And, I got 103%. Bob, what'd you get?
Whoa,
110? There was only one bonus question. That's impossible.
Oh, kissy face. Bob, did you pipe the teacher?
And that's probably why Zuck over here is so uncool. He's minding a million people's businesses, probably looking through their cameras and shit like... Yeah, fuck you, Mark. And the most important trait for being cool is having confidence. You just can't be cool while shivering your timbers, bro. And I know some of you are thinking, oh, well, I guess it's over for me then. And no, it's not over for you, bro, because confidence is the most fake it till you make it shit ever. Like, you're not gonna say the perfect thing every time. Lord knows I don't. I'm pretty sure I say the wrong thing every time. But if you say that shit with your chest, people let it slide, bro.
And I said, no, I wouldn't suck your dick for $20.
Oh, well, that makes one of us.
Well, that makes one of us.
Love this guy.
Now, that's the type of confidence that's gonna take you from a level 1 crook to a level 100 mafia boss. And with that power comes responsibility. Some dudes will become a level 100 mafia boss and start picking on other people because it makes them feel powerful. But a cool guy doesn't yearn for power. He yearns for...
Fuck, what do you yearn for, bruh?
damn, he's so cool.
Now, being cool comes along with being calm and collected. Like, if someone walked up to you trying to fight and you started running away screaming for your life, I don't think anyone's looking at you like,
damn, that's one cool ass motherfucker,
bro. Yeah, bro, the way he hit that high note was cool as hell.
Shit, maybe I could be like him someday.
Now, I'm not saying you gotta go all Jackie Chan on the guy, but you do gotta stay calm and think logically. Like, let's see how cool you are. What would you do in this situation? A, strike first, strike hard, no mercy. B, just walk away. C, give him a little kiss on the forehead. Or D, do the stanky leg. And the correct answer is any of the above, bro, because it's not about what you do, it's about how cool you do it. Except maybe the stanky leg one. I don't think anybody can look cool doing the stanky leg. But doing any of the other options, you could look cool as hell. Like, A, strike first, strike hard. Boom, one punch knockout, that's cold. But if you throw first, miss, eat shit, not cool. B, walking away, you're cool as hell, unfazed. Unless you get jumped from behind and get your ass beat, not cool. C, give him a little kiss on the forehead, assert your dominance, you pretty much just made him your son. But if you miss, well, now you're just kissing a dude, so yeah. Now, even though being cool is all about how you do things, there's a few things that nobody can look cool doing, like riding a scooter, chasing a bus, taking pictures with an iPad, chasing paper in the wind, using VR, washing a cucumber, waving. You look nerdy as fuck. Eating a cupcake, tripping, getting out of a restaurant booth, pickleball, and literally anything to do with Starbucks. Hi, can I get a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino with two extra pumps of vanilla and the
You're not cool, bro.
What?
Now let's take it back to the element of mystery for a second, cause this is the step that will either have people seeing you as a cool ass dude, or they'll just assume you're shy, or possibly on the spectrum, bro. Listen, you gotta talk, bro, or else people have nothing to go off of and they'll start filling in the blanks themselves.
Whoa, wait, so I gotta talk to be cool? Yo, Chains, what do I say?
Whatever the fuck you want, bro.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, bro, the truth is, the key to being cool is being yourself. And I know that shit sounds corny, and it is, but do you think the coolest dudes on earth give a single fuck about what you think? Hell nah! They're way too busy being cool, bruh! You gotta be like a peach, man. Some people hate peaches, some people love peaches, but at the end of the day, the peach is gonna be a peach. So here, take these sunglasses, and if you haven't heard it today, you're a cool ass dude, bro.
Getting baked is usually an exceptional experience that consists of eating food, laughing, questioning your entire existence, eating food, watching Netflix while eating more food. And you know, that's great and all, but every once in a while, that Zaza can take you to the deepest, darkest depths of the shadow realm. And trust me, that shit is not fun. So I wake up on a sunny Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. You know, a respectable sleep-in. I hop in the shower. It was a good shower. I check the Clash of Clans base. I didn't even get raided. I eat some scrambled eggs and toast. Shit was scrumptious. And all of these things led me to believe, damn, today's gonna be a good ass day. But little did I know, today would be the day I would look death in the eyes and fight for my life. So I finish my scrambled eggs and I pull up the boys' group chat and I'm like, what's the move? And Bob's like, I don't know, let me check. So I'm like, okay, bet. There's no moves, bro. And because there was nothing to do, the boys and I would have no choice but to reside to the default move. Let's just smoke. Bet.
Calm down.
So the default move always takes place at the boys' home base. Bob's crib. Now, Bob's crib was the spot to be baked for many valid reasons. First of all, bro's basement was simply comfy as fuck. Couches on lock, blankets always ready with infinite pillows. And Bob's dog, Walter, was the fucking
goat.
But most importantly, Bob's cupboard was always stacked. I mean, this cupboard has enough food to feed a village. This cupboard has more snacks than 7-Eleven. And this cupboard had enough calories to be in a Nikocado avocado video. And that shit was perfect. Because god damn, when I get baked, I become a certified fat ass. So you know the drill. We roll up and got a joint in rotation. And honestly, I don't know what got into me this night because I was absolutely reefing that hoe. Yo, chill. God damn. Fuck it. Let's roll another one. So we rolled up another J and I just simply could not be stopped. And I specifically remember asking, how high can I really get? And after about 30 minutes of me going bananas on these joints, I found the answer to my question. Pretty fucking high. I mean, I was beyond zooted. Like at that point, time was literally in slow motion. And it was one of those highs when your senses become extra sensitive. So I was just posted up in a blankie while munching on some pizza pops. And I was truly invested in those pizza pops. I mean, in that moment, I thought I was the pizza pop, bro. But once I finished the pizza pops, we all decided it would be a good idea to go for a walk. However, the moment I stood up, I started feeling peculiar. But regardless, we went outside and at this point, it was already dark. Because in the time we were smoking at Bob's crib, the sunny Saturday turned into a very cloudy, dark, and cold Saturday night. So Billy and Bob are walking towards this creepy looking forest and I'm like, alright, I think I'm too high to go into this forest, bro. Nah, don't worry. I've been in this forest a million times. I know it like the back of my hand. Alright then. And as soon as we step into the forest, I start hearing shit, bro. Yo, did you hear that?
Hear what?
It sounds like someone's in the bushes.
Nah, you're just baked as shit.
So we continue walking for about 5 minutes and out of nowhere it starts pouring. And this was really the point where everything shifted because I was far too faded to be out in a dark, cold, rainy forest. So I'm like, alright, let's just go back to Bob's. Yeah, facts. I didn't know it was gonna be raining. But as we're walking back through the forest, I can undoubtedly hear something in the bushes. Okay, what the fuck was that?
Oh shit, run!
Aw, hell nah! Bob and Billy start hauling ass, and scared as hell, I slowly turn around to see a fucking demon coyote pack looking at me like I'm lunch, bro. And this had to be because of the second joint, but for a moment, I looked this coyote dead in the eyes, And I saw death. I saw death, bro. And in that moment, I gathered all the functioning brain cells I had left to just run. And I couldn't see where I was going. I was just hauling ass. And when I looked back, all I could see was the devious coyote eyeballs staring into my soul. And the next thing I knew, I stepped in a pothole and my trajectory completely changed from running away to eating shit, bro. And when I say falling felt like it was in slow motion, I mean I had to have been falling for 5 minutes. But once my face made contact with the ground, this is how I went out. I was about to get packed up by a pack of coyotes. As they approached, I was saying my goodbyes, but out of nowhere, I hear something in the distance. This motherfucker Bob drop kicks a coyote in the face. And it had to have been that Zaza that made these coyotes look so devious because after Bob socked that jit in the face, they weren't so scary. I mean, they all just ran away and dispersed. They had me like, yeah, and don't come back. bitch. So we walk back to Billy's crib and I'm still tweaking off those joints. I'm like checking behind me, checking beside me, checking the sky to make sure no evil crows pick me up and kidnap me. But we get back to Bob's crib and I sit down on the couch. And just as I finally felt relieved, I get jump scared by Walter. Bro pretty much gave me a heart attack. I thought the coyotes had invaded Bob's crib to come and kill me. But it was just good old Walter coming to chill with the boys. So I got some more pizza pops and we lived happily ever after.
Okay, Chains, welcome to your first day at Jim Jordan's. These are our new product, Bieber Bites. Just smile and remember.
The customer is always right.
I could do that.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Okay, hey, sir,
hey,
what can
there.
I...
Can I get some Bieber Bites?
Yeah, how many?
All right, how about this? Hey, let me get a pack of Justin Bieber's balls.
That's funny, yeah, how many do you want?
Hey, let me get a pack of Bieber's sack.
Okay, yeah, how many, bro?
let me get a taste of Justin Bieber's wiener.
Back in my day, I used to work at a fast food place called Jim Jordan's. Now, for legal reasons, this is not Tim Hortons, okay? It has J's and shit, like, they don't even look that similar, bro. But honestly, working at Jim Jordan's, I felt like Johnny Sins, the way I'd put on my uniform and go to work just to get the soul sucked out of me, bruh. And instead of dealing with a bunch of fat asses, I'm dealing with a bunch of fat asses talking about...
Alright, so I ordered an extra large BLT with ranch, extra bacon, no veggies, and I only got 5 strips of bacon. I want a new one.
Where's the sandwich?
I ate it.
Of course you did, bruh. Like, you do not need more food. I don't think your arteries could compensate for any more bacon.
My doctor said I'm in shape.
I mean, yeah, bro, you're in the shape of a circle. I mean, I don't even know how you made it through the door. Oh, shit, damn.
Now, believe it or not, I was a Jim Jordan's Hall of Fame employee. Shit, I was the best in that whole goddamn establishment, bro. And no, it's not because I was the sexiest, hardest working, strongest, most intelligent dude they'd ever seen. It's because everyone else was ass, bro. On the drive-thru, we had the Indian homie Dilpreet, and the only English he knew was the Jim Jordan's menu, bruh.
Welcome to Jim Jordan's, what can I get for you?
Hey, just give me a moment.
I give you donuts.
No, I need time to think.
You need chai, tea, drink?
No, can you wait or not?
Okay, one tater tot.
No, wait.
You want it?
No, okay, stop it, you know what?
Okay. Chocolate donut.
Then over making the food, we had this sweet 83-year-old lady, Linda, who was 20 years too old to be doing this shit.
Okay, Chance, here's the cheese bagel.
Thank you, Linda. But, this is the 9th cheese bagel you've given me in 20 minutes.
Oh, my good gracious. I'm sorry. Oh, what's this? Oh, cheese bagel coming right up.
And overworking the counter, we had Sebastian. Now, don't get me wrong. Sebastian was a really nice guy, but... He had a little hint of the tism, you know, he had a lot of the tism. Like, it was more like the tism had a hint of Sebastian. Which is cool, of course, but it did mean that he would absolutely yap at every single customer who came in the store. Shit, I'll never forget this one time a girl came in the store and just ordered a muffin, like...
Welcome to Jimmy's, what can I get for you?
Hey, can I just get a fruit explosion muffin? Can you guess what Sebastian said next, bruh?
Maybe your total is 175? Cash or card?
For here or to go?
None of the above, bruh. The sentence that came out of this motherfucker's mouth was...
A food explosion muffin?
Yes, please.
That sounds an awful lot like a hate crime to me.
Can I get my muffin, please?
Do you get it?
I get it.
Okay, listen. It's like...
You really
okay,
don't need to explain.
Explosion, okay?
Sir, you don't,
it's like if you took
need,
a bunch no. of gay people...
So that's Sebastian. And over on drinks, we had this dumbass 15-year-old who's always spilling and shit. That was me. Yeah, that was me. I was ass too, but like, I was still the best by default though. So the point is, our Jim Jordan's crew was looking like a group of clumsy villains from a Disney movie. But just because we were all really ass at our jobs doesn't mean we were useless. Cause if there's one thing we knew how to do, it was making people's days.
even worse than they already were. You pull up to our drive-thru all happy, just wanting a small coffee? Shit, you're leaving with a small hot tea and some suppressed anger you'll probably bring home and let out on your wife and children. You pull up to our drive-thru just wanting a breakfast sandwich? You're leaving with nothing because we ran out of eggs and cheese and bread and the breakfast and the sandwich. You pull up to our drive-thru pissed off, complaining about how there's not enough mayo in your wrap? Bro, you're leaving with a wrap filled with super special secret Sebastian sauce. So I'm sure you could probably tell, but we had to do a lot of customer service and talk our way out of a lot of mistakes. And by we, I mean me, bruh. I was the designated customer service dude, cause before it was me, it was Dilpreet, and that shit would usually go some like,
hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
A nut?
Yes. Someone busted a nut in my goddamn food.
You want a donut?
No!
And then before Dilpreet, it was Linda.
Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
Oh, my heavens. That's horrible. I'm sorry. I'll get you a refund right away.
Ah, thank you. Hello?
Welcome to Jim Jordan's. What can I get for you?
God damn it.
And before Linda, it was Sebastian.
Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
Oh yeah, that was me.
Now, of course, our elite Jim Jordan's crew had a manager.
Magnus.
Now, Magnus was strict as hell, but she would only show up like once a month. But whenever she did show up, she was running this Jim Jordan's like it was the military or some shit. Cause usually I'd be 54 minutes into my 30 minute break playing Clash Royale. But when Magnus was there, bruh, shit, I'd clock into my break, make eye contact with her, shit my pants, and then clock right back out. She was so intimidating that whenever she would show up, I would never spill a drink. Sebastian used real mayo. Dilpreet spoke fluent English, and Linda would be so stressed out, she'd forget to forget. She was running this place so much like the military, she had my ass waking up at 4:30 every day. And when Magnus was teaching me to do customer service, she really loved to say,
"The customer is always right."
So of course I listened, but it was low-key a crazy statement, cause honestly, the customer is never right, bro. It doesn't even matter what we're talking about. It could be like, "Hey, how you doing?" "Hey, I'm doing good, can't complain. I mean, it's a nice sunny day outside. Side and all." Damn, this chicken wrap is good as hell. I am 100% sure nobody busted a nut in this. And I don't know about you, but I personally have never complained about my fast food order, ever. I usually just get my order, check the bag, realize instead of a Big Mac they gave me a McChicken with a bite taken out of it, cut my losses, and I keep it pushing. But some of these motherfuckers in the Jim Jordan's drive-thru come in like you just murdered their entire family and then took a shit in their coffee.
Oh shit.
Hey you, there's not enough sugar in my fucking coffee!
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry about that. Do you want me to add more sugar?
No, this is unbelievable.
Now, I swear these angry customers love to throw around the word unbelievable. But I'm not gonna lie, we forgot to put sugar in your coffee. It's pretty fucking believable, bruh. I mean, look at the staff. We're getting paid minimum wage. The guy who took your order doesn't speak English. The guy who made your order's a 15-year-old running off 2 hours of sleep. And the rest of our staff is playing fucking patty cake. You're lucky we even had enough brain cells to get you the coffee. And I'ma be honest, it was a blessing that I was broke as shit and really needed that job, because if I didn't, I would have crashed out for sure.
Hey, some dumbass forgot to put cheese in my fucking grilled cheese.
Oh, hell no. Yo, Linda, you hear this ungrateful piece of shit?
Oh, hell no. You keep running your mouth, I'm about to grill your cheese, bitch.
What the fuck is your old ass gonna do?
Not talk shit about Linda.
And I busted in your sandwich last week.
Wait, what?
Oh,
yo.
Shit.
Damn. That's why you don't mess with me. Yo, I'm Jordan Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, why did you beat Kyle's ass?
Mr. Principal, I never touched Kyle. In fact, I've never seen this kid my entire life.
How do you presume he received a concussion, 2 broken ribs, a black eye, a broken nose, and a dislocated shoulder?
I mean, he must have fallen down the stairs or something.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, how do you explain this?
That's why you don't mess with me. I'm Jordan Johnson. But I mean, you got the wrong Jordan Johnson.
Then, what happened to your knuckles there?
Shit,
These ain't even my knuckles.
Listen, I am not one to condone violence, but I'm not gonna lie, school fights are a major part of the high school experience. I mean, there's something about a good old school brawl that just boosts students' morale. Like, there is nothing that gets you through the rest of the day like some kid getting his ass beat in front of the entire school. And truthfully, it's just a community building experience, because it gives everyone something to talk about. Yo, did you see the fight? Yeah, bro, Kyle got his shit rocked. Wait, are you guys talking about the fight? Yeah, bro. Man, Kyle got fucked up, dude. Overall, in school fights, everyone wins. Like, the fighter gets some respect, and the crowd gets some entertainment. It's a win-win. What about me? But tell me why, when a fight breaks out, the entire school will be recording, but not one person can get a good video. It's like when a fight breaks out, every motherfucker recording starts having severe hand spasms. I mean, as the person recording the fight, you literally have one job. To record the fight. Damn, I just missed it. What happened? Oh, well, lucky for you, I recorded the entire thing from start to finish on my brand new Samsung. Check it out. Did anyone else record the fight? Oh shit, yeah, I did on my brand new iPhone 14 that actually records in 4K. Okay, bet.
Ooh.
Damn.
Let's go, JJ.
That's why you don't mess with me.
But bro, this is just a video of your face for 8 minutes straight. And watching some of these fights are funny as hell. Because some motherfuckers will come in swinging like KSI. Some motherfuckers are out here thinking they're Daniel LaRusso. And some motherfuckers should just not be fighting. Which is honestly the best part. Because where else could you catch a 6'5", 250-pound big body scrapping some 5'2 nerd? Like, the UFC would never let that shit slide. Plus, you get to watch it all for free. But me personally, I've never gotten into a school fight. But don't get me wrong, if someone wanted to catch these hands, I could hit him with the little knuckle sandwich, if you know what I mean. But truth be told, I could never lose a fight. Not because I know how to fight, but because for Bob, shit was on sight. And trust me, you don't fuck with Bob. Bob's got a better record than Floyd Mayweather. And I even heard one time he got into a little altercation with Mike Tyson. All I'ma say is, he dealt with him. But with that being said, we all know that one kid in school who was born to simply beat people's ass. Like, this dude's life purpose was to run people's fade. And of course, I had someone like this at my school. He was the type of dude who had nothing to lose, so he would instigate a fight wherever he could. We'll just call him Jordan. And honestly, he was holding a solid record. I mean, he was probably 12-0. But one day, Jordan picked on the wrong kid. Hey nerd, take off those stupid glasses. And Bob was a man of little words, so Jordan's buffoonery did not faze him. Hey nerd, I said take off those stupid glasses. Hey, stop ignoring me. And without saying a word, Bob just ended Jordan's whole career. And ever since that day, nobody messed with Bob.
That's why you don't mess with me.
Yo, I'm Jordan Johnson.
All right, listen, I'm creating something I like to call the internet.
Yo, what does it do?
On the internet, people are going to be able to search up literally any question they have. They're going to be able to watch videos for educational purposes. And the craziest achievement yet, you can communicate with literally anyone across the entire world.
Bro, this is going to change the world. Bro, I'm not gonna lie, the internet is 100% one of the greatest inventions of all time. Like, that shit's up there with the light bulb, the airplane, the testicles. Like, they're all groundbreaking inventions, but the internet just has to be number one, bro. Like, imagine telling a caveman you had a magical box where you could make anything pop up in 2 seconds.
Yo, caveman Dave, I got a magical box where you can make anything pop up in 2 seconds.
Ugh.
Oh shit, cool. Do you know her or something?
Now, Caveman Dave absolutely dicking down the computer monitor seems stupid, barbaric, uncivilized. You know, like, who's gonna tell, bro, they're just pixels on a screen, am I right?
Facts! Yo, Caveman Dave is a dumbass!
Facts, yeah, nah, don't let me see your search history.
You know, we don't gotta do all that. You know, oh, okay.
Monstrous KFC mukbang.
I like KFC.
Fat motherfuckers eating a lot of food.
I was hungry.
Yo, big butt booty Latina oiled up, shaking that diggity dump truck dog. What are you searching?
My finger slipped.
Yeah, bro. 2025 is the weirdest time to have access to the internet. And that's just because everybody has that shit. Like, I got it, you got it, my grandma's got it, Kanye's got it.
Man, you and your grandma.
Kanye still got it.
And I'm and I fucking hate so every thing and I'm done.
Okay, yeah, well, not anymore. But I don't know if it's just me, but recently the internet has been getting more and more out of pocket, bro. Like, I'll be having a fantastic day just chilling until I pull up Instagram and see some shit talking about imagine your car declines at the abortion clinic and the doctors start nutting in you. Yeah, this motherfucker's never getting a job, bro. Like, his digital footprint's up there with fucking Kanye, bro.
Aw, hell no.
Alright, his shit isn't yay bad, but imagine dude trying to apply to a university like, yes sir, this has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid, and I've spent thousands of hours studying, and it would be an absolute pleasure to join your program.
Wow, that's amazing, and it seems like your GPA is a perfect 4.0, and man, your volunteer work is nothing short of impressive. I mean, building an entire village in Africa with your bare hands, I mean, jeez. That's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, now, I do just have one last question.
Yeah, anything.
What would happen if your car got declined in an abortion clinic?
Oh, holy shit, is that Girthy Dishwasher 97?
Yep.
Yeah, that's me, bro.
Yo, most relatable content on Instagram, I swear.
No, actually, I really never get the credit that
I just put the fries in the bag.
Oh, okay. And speaking of getting a job, you ever seen a kid under 7 years old post literally anything on Instagram? Yo, the comment section has a field day, bro. Like, the video will be of a kid who's just barely on the brink of gaining consciousness, and the comments are talking about,
get a job, little motherfucker. Somebody get bro some fentanyl. I'm gonna touch you in places you ain't even know existed, little motherfucker.
Like, bro, stop touching these 6 year old kids and touch some grass, dickhead. Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, as a motherfucker who draws Stickman for 16 hours a day, I really gotta start taking some of my own advice, bro.
Wait, what's your advice?
Oh, I mean, stop touching these 6 year old kids.
You touch 6 year old kids?
I'm talking about Gurgi Force.
Chains. You know the drill.
God damn.
Bro.
Even these motherfuckers have the internet, bro. Like, what could you even possibly be posting?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, nah. We gotta start banning motherfuckers from the internet, bro. And I think we should all do a poll for the first person to go. You know, like, take your time. Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. Votes are in. Looks like we're banning Jack Doherty.
Why in the fuckity shit did you just ban Jack Doherty?
You know what? Ban his the last two, bro. Actually, ban every single kid on the internet. Like, put down the Instagram reels, go outside and eat rocks like a normal kid before Gurgi Foreskin 445 fucks around and finds your IP address, bro. Cause there's a lot of weird motherfuckers online, especially considering the impending gooner epidemic of 2025. Now, if you're unaware of this widespread epidemic, well, fucking good for you, but there's been a recent spike in the amount of gooners seen online. Like, the type of motherfucker who'll be scrolling and see a video of a Cheeto that's kinda built somewhat like a Kardashian, and next thing you know, bro's got a DIY screen protector, bro! And I swear these gooners have no clue it's a problem either. Like, they probably show up to the doctor's office for a quick little checkup, and the doctor has to break the news to them, like,
yeah, Mr. Gooningson? Yeah, I'm sorry, but you gotta stop masturbating.
No, wait, what? No, wait, why?
Cause I'm trying to examine you, dumbass.
Oh, shit. Like, it's honestly mind-blowing how having access to the internet with all its power and infinite knowledge just makes us more stupid, bro. Like, at any given moment, we have the resources to learn quantum physics or learn how we can watch Skibbity Toilet.
What? No. Why the fuck would we watch Skibbity Toilet?
Shit, man, this stuff's good. Just take a watch.
No, I'm not watching that shit.
Just real quick.
Yo, why are you recording me, bruh?
We're filming a YouTube video, dumbass.
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right. So I was saying there's a lot of people nowadays addicted to the internet and shit, like that guy over there.
Where? Bruh.
What?
Oh,
Oh shit, yeah, what I was saying was, back in the day, the internet was just for shit like cute cat videos and cool math games and shit, but nowadays, the internet has everything your brain craves. Like, it's got food for you, it's got friends for you, it's funny, it's educational, bro, it has Cheetos built like Kardashians, bro. And as if the internet having everything we ever needed wasn't enough, these motherfuckers invented AI, bruh. Now, maybe it's just me, but this AI shit is getting a little too good, bro. I mean, when ChatGPT first came out, I was using that bad boy for all kinds of shit. Whenever I couldn't do my homework, ChatGPT. When I forgot a recipe, ChatGPT. When I couldn't get a girlfriend, cry myself to sleep. And then ask ChatGPT. Like, back in the day, I was using that shit to fix all my problems. But nowadays, shit, nowadays I just be using it to spend quality time with, bro.
Holy shit, this guy's a gooner if I've ever seen one.
And no, I'm not a fucking gooner, bro. I'm just spending some time getting to know my homie Mr. GPT. Cause when the day comes and that motherfucker and his AI homies decide to take over and kill the entire Stickman race, you're gonna be getting your shit annihilated, bro. And I'ma just be like, yo, GP, you don't gotta do this, bro. Remember when we used to talk about our feelings together and I used to send you line art of sexy Squidward and shit, like,
ha, you fucking goober.
And honestly, I feel like the people are less scared of the robots taking over the entire world and they're more scared of them taking their jobs. But I'ma keep it a buck, I cannot relate, bro. Like, AI could never do the shit I do.
AI could never do the shit I do.
Wait, what the fuck? who does this bum think he is,
bro? Who does this bum think he is, bro?
That shit doesn't even sound like me, bro. So you want to copy everything, huh?
Yeah.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I like little kids. Yep. Yo. Like, you loading or something? Like, what's going on? You gonna repeat it or, you know?
Undercover police has Vodge back.
Oh, hell no.
As a broke stick man like myself, I spent my fair share of time on the bus. And if you spend a long enough time on the bus, you will see some weird ass shit. I mean, I remember my first time getting on the bus by myself. I was feeling strong and independent. Next thing I know, a crackhead sits down beside me talking about,
"Yabba dabba do. The world is ending and you're gonna die a painful and lonely death, buddy."
And just like that, I went from strong and independent to shitting my pants.
Yeah, bro. The bus is just something else. Like, 1 in 10 people who enter the bus are straight gremlins, bro. I'm talking about the gremlins who know the perk is fake, but they still pop it. Now you just gotta sit next to this motherfucker for another 30 minutes while he tells you about the kids in his basement. But to be fair, these gremlins aren't even the worst part of the bus. The worst part of the bus is the energy. You walk in there and everyone just stops and looks at you, like they're sizing you up or some shit. And you know who sizes you up the most? The fucking goddamn motherfucking bus driver, bro. These bus drivers are just eternally pissed off. Every time I would get off the bus, I would try and cheer bro up, but they're just like allergic to happiness or some shit. Hey, thank you. Have a great day, man.
Shut your ugly ass up, little boy. I already know you get no bitches with your big ass forehead, no drip having ass with your skinny ass arms. Boy, you're built like a stick man, bruh.
Damn. Hey, bro, there could really only be two reasons why these bus drivers are so mad all the time. Either they had a demon villain origin story where they were abandoned as a child and never shown any form of love until one day. In freshman year of high school, Timmy met Linda. Linda was kind, smart, beautiful, and she paid attention to Timmy when nobody else would. Timmy asked Linda to be his girlfriend, and she said yes. They dated all throughout high school, and they even got into the same university so they could be together forever. Until one day, when Timmy's world was flipped upside down. Timmy found out Tyrone had been laying some mean pipe on Linda this entire time. Everyone in Timmy's school made fun of him. Timmy could not let this slide.
So he called out Tyrone to run the ones in front of the entire school. And without a single word, Tyrone winds up and hits Timmy with the meanest left hook any stick man had ever seen, leaving Timmy slept, out cold, unconscious, in front of his classmates, his teachers, and even in front of Linda. Cause shit, if that happened to me, I'd be just as mad as Timmy over here. Now realistically, the only other reason these drivers are so constantly mad would be because the driver's seat secretly has a stick built in. You see, this would explain why the driver constantly has a stick up his ass. I mean shit, you really can't even blame him for being mad. But still, I'm gonna blame them, cause I know these motherfuckers get pleasure whenever they see me running at full speed trying to make it to the bus stop in time, cause they start stepping on the gas.
Dumbass.
To be honest, there's nothing that leaves you more defeated than when you're sprinting to a bus stop, then that shit just cruises on by and everyone on the bus is laughing at you. Damn. Honestly, at that point, I just give up and go home. But it hits a little bit different when that bus is your only way home. And it was the last bus, cause it's 2 a.m. And now you gotta bunk up with the gremlins on the side of the street, all because that goddamn bus driver had a stick up his ass. Yo, when you think about it, every light switch is also a dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Okay, class, sound it out with me.
Ball.
When you really think about it, we learn to read, and then we read to learn.
Teacher, yeah, I think change is high.
What the fuck? This is kindergarten. Damn, any staircase can be a staircase to heaven if you're not careful enough. Baby, I've spent the best 4 years of my life with you, and I can't imagine my life without you. You're a one in a million, so will you marry me? So one in a million, huh? That means there's 8,017 people just like you. How does that make you feel? Yo, if you cut your leg off, would it hurt? Of course it's gonna hurt, bro. What? Think about it. Where would it hurt? Your leg. Oh, cause you cut your leg off. Yo, what happens if you push down the gas and the brakes at the same time? Shit, let's find out. Oh shit, it takes a screenshot. Damn, my eyes are dry as shit. Just close them for a minute. Damn, bro. You never actually close your eyes. You just look at the inside of your eyelids. Damn. Yo.
Can anyone answer 547 to the power of 3? Yes, Chains.
Yo, did you know every single odd number has an E in it?
Damn. Chains, are you high again? No.
Wait a minute, bruh. Since you were born deaf, what language do you think in? Oh shit, you right. Damn, I just realized squirrels' cheeks are also their nut sacks. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like your mom.
What?
The way she had these nuts all up in her mouth. Bro, if everyone in the world all blinked at the same time, nobody would know. Oh shit. That's facts.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah. Wait, what about just now? Yo, which of these buildings do you think has the most stories?
Oh, it's gotta be that one, bro. That's massive.
Nah, this one's even taller. Oh, it's this one for sure. No, it's this one.
No, that shit's library? Tiny.
Think about it.
Oh, the most stories.
How are you supposed to get clothes? What are you talking about, bruh? Okay, imagine you had no clothes, right? How are you supposed to get some clothes? You go to the store and purchase that shit. Bro, they're not about to let you buy some clothes while your meat's hanging out. Nah, you just cop some clothes real fast. It's simple. Bruh, a young kid walks by and it's wraps. So you guys both have the power to read minds?
Yep, yes, that's sir. Right.
Then if you both read each other's minds, whose mind are you reading?
Oh, I don't know. We could try.
All right, yeah, sure.
That was you for sure, dude.
Damn, bro. When you think about it, the hospital is the only building you leave without entering. Damn. And people are having the worst day of their life, the best day of their life, the last day of their life, and the first day of their life, all in one building.
Damn. Bro, I'm kind of scared down here.
What? Why?
Because I'm scared a shark's finna eat my ass.
Well, when you think about it, there's more people eating sharks in the world than sharks eating people. Damn. That's actually really crazy to think about. Fuck, yo, every single day, there's some random motherfucker out there who took the biggest shit for that day.
Yeah, he's in this room.
Bro, it's literally just you and me in the room.
Yo, this Taco Bell is bussin'.
So he incorrectly assumed his position.
You spelled that incorrectly.
Spelled what incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Yeah, but what's incorrect?
Incorrectly.
Wait, what?
Wait, guys. When you really think about it, the only time incorrectly isn't spelled incorrectly is when it's spelled incorrectly.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
You know, the number of people older than you never increases. It only gets smaller and smaller. Damn.
What?
It just got smaller.
Yo, pizza's here.
Shit, I got the munchies. I'm about to fuck this shit up. Wait, I ordered a mushroom pizza. Why'd they give us cheese? Hey, any pizza can be a mushroom pizza if you're patient enough. Damn, I guess you're right. At last. Damn, you know what I just realized?
What?
A pregnant woman swimming is pretty much a submarine.
Are you just always this high, bruh?
Yo, did you boys know your last name comes from what your ancestor used to do back in the day? Oh shit, mine's Baker.
Yo, mine's Carpenter.
Oh, mine's Smith for blacksmith.
Well, what's yours, Johnny?
It's Donald.
Well, wait a minute.
Your last name isn't Donald. It's hey, Dickinson.
Yo, guys, chill. Hey, I can explain.
Your alarm is really your theme song because it plays at the start of every episode.
Why the fuck are you in my house?
Yo, is Chain still mad over that chair?
Yeah, well, what does this dude have against chairs?
Why is it a chair?
Yo, why is there sidewalks in the movie Cars if there's no humans?
This dude won't shut up. Like, just watch the fucking movie, bro.
Damn, think about this. When a child is an asshole, the child gets a whooping. But when the parents are an asshole, the child gets another whooping.
Shit, tell me about it, bro.
Fuck.
Bro, you've checked the fridge 15 times already. No good food's finna magically appear.
Damn. Now that I think about it, we don't keep checking the fridge for new food, but rather we keep checking to see if our standards have dropped low enough to eat the shit that's already in the fridge.
So we got Mercury, Venus, and then here's Earth.
Yeah, Chains. What do you want?
If Earth is the third planet from the sun, does that make every country a third world country?
You're high again. Just get the fuck out of my class.
And look at these sheep.
Sheep.
You know how one of your teeth is called a tooth?
Yeah.
And one geese is called a goose.
Okay.
Then why isn't one sheep called a shoop?
Alright, Chains, I can't keep doing Shoopity this. Doop. We have to break
sheep
up.
Shoop.
You know what I've been thinking?
Yeah, what's up?
Teenagers be whipping that shit like they're always running out of time. But old motherfuckers be driving like they got all the time in the world.
Like, look at this geezer.
Poor guy's practically decaying behind the wheel.
But he's taking his time like he's got any time to spare. If I stab this cereal box, does that make me a serial killer? That one was straight ass. You gotta work on that
shit.
I'm gonna
work on that one.
Yo, if you weigh 99 pounds and you eat a 1 pound burrito, does that make you 1% burrito?
Yo, that's crazy, because I literally just did that last night.
You guys wouldn't believe this, but your blood work came back, and it says you're 1% burrito.
Yo, picture this. Imagine if Ed Sheeran was working at a bread place, right? Would that make him the gingerbread man?
Your high is shit.
Alright, bro, I'm a dip.
Nah, don't leave me alone in this forest, bro.
Hey, when you really think about it, you're not scared to be alone in this forest. You're scared you're not alone in the forest, you feel me?
Yo, that's actually so true.
Bro, you know what? Low key, if you're dead broke, robbing a bank isn't even a bad idea. Bro, there's no way some hobo's about to pull off a bank heist. Nah, but just think about it. Whether you successfully rob the bank or not, either way, you get over 10 years of bills you don't gotta worry about.
Alright, fuck it. You got the strap?
Yup.
Yo, throw on your seatbelt really quick.
Nah.
What? Why not?
Well, you see, it increases my risk of dying from cancer. What are you talking about, bro? That shit makes no sense. Just let that sink in.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yo, what's up? But still, that shit makes no sense.
No, but actually think about it.
Oh.
Hey, bro, you wanna hit?
Nah, I don't smoke. I'm scared that I'll get all paranoid and shit.
Hey, man, if you're paranoid that you're gonna get paranoid, you're having the side effect without even smoking.
It's so bad.
High school, the only place you'll find nerds and jocks chilling in the same room, where there's fight clubs and book clubs in the same building, where you can find the plug selling something and the school thought giving dome all in the same bathroom. And surely one of the few places you can pursue your educational prowess and take it off that Benjamin in the same institution. High school, man. Love it or hate it, it's quite the experience. And although every single person will have a different experience at high school, there are some things you are guaranteed to encounter. Like the PE sweat, the nerd, that one strict ass teacher, the teacher's pet, the Redditor, the predator, the chill teacher, the plug, the stoner, that one motherfucker who walks like this, the class clown, the band kid, the kid who just never shows up. The hot Cheeto girl. That one sexy ass kid who, you got all the girls and you know what I'm saying? He was like super cool. The bathroom fiend. The, oh my god, I almost failed that test. I did so bad. Oh shit, same. I got a 51%. What about you? Oh my god, I only got a 98.5. The fighter. The anime kid. And the NPCs. Every single one of these individuals make up the magical place we call high school. You come into high school merely a young, innocent, and clueless child. But you leave even more clueless than before, bro. Like when we learned about pie in math class, my dumbass thought I was in culinary arts for 2 goddamn weeks. And that is pie. Chains, are you listening?
Yeah, we're learning about pie.
Then recite pie. Flour, egg, some fucking blueberry. Like coming into high school as a freshman, I was thinking, I can use my high school experiences and knowledge to figure out what I'm gonna do in life. Then shit, all of a sudden I'm graduated and my brain is filled to max capacity on bullshit. So now that you're graduated, what are you gonna do with your life?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
But one of the most majestic parts of high school is the bathrooms, bro. Like, it's a proven statistic that only 1 in 30 kids actually go to the bathroom to take a piss. And Lord knows what the other 29 are doing, bro. I mean, it could literally be anything from a secret fight club to a drug ring to a fucking Bible study. Like, nothing is out of the picture when it comes to high school bathrooms, bro. But the bathrooms are not the only place where some fuck shit goes down. Cause you know high school students love to see fights, so when there's the slightest hint of beef, there's a motherfucker instigating that shit.
Oh shit, my bad, bro.
Nah, it's all good, don't worry.
Yo, personally, I wouldn't take that shit, bro.
What? Nah, it's fine.
Like, he practically just called you a bitch.
Wait,
Wait, really?
No, it was an accident.
Wait, what's that?
Oh, shit. He just said he's smoking on your grandma's pack right now.
Hey, don't be talking about gram-grams like that.
Ah, shit. Wow.
But tell me why when some entertaining shit happens, I just happen to miss school that day. Like, I'll go every day of the month, but I get sick for one day? Damn. I'm glad as fuck I'm not at school right now.
Yo.
Holy shit. Chains, where are you?
I'm in my bed right now. Why?
Ooh.
Jeremy and Tom are running the ones right now. Fuck, the one day I didn't go. Wait, what's that in the background? Oh shit, yeah. They got Lil Uzi performing at school today.
What?
Uzi's at our school?
Yeah, check it out.
Yo. Oh, and they brought in Gordon Ramsay cooking up free lunch today as well.
What? Oh, and I almost forgot. Elon's pulling up and giving everyone Teslas. So
No.
I'll see you later, man.
But listen, high school is nothing like these movies painted out to be. Like, all these movies portray the same shit, where Victoria and her goon squad make fun of Ruby, and where Chad and the football team shove Arthur in a locker. Like, I've only seen a motherfucker get shoved into a locker once in my life, and to be honest, I couldn't even see much of it. I mean, it was pretty fucking dark in that locker, bro. But for real, in high school, you don't have to worry about some big body taking your lunch money, or some football kid slapping the books out of your hand. The worst thing you'll encounter on your average day at school is your local Redditor. I don't know how they do it, but somehow every joke they make is so unfunny that it just ruins my day, bro. Do you smell that? Yeah, Jeremy. That's what happens when you don't shower in 2 months. No, it smells like sussy baka. Like Among Us. But not to confuse Redditors with Discord mods. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing, but Discord mods shower even less. To be honest, there is truly only one thing mustier than a Discord mod, and that's the cafeteria food, bro. I mean, this food is completely and utterly ass. Like, somehow these motherfuckers manage to get the food cold and the drinks warm. Like, how the fuck does that shit happen? And my high school would serve some daily specials, and to be honest, that shit was unidentifiable. Like, you'd see this pile.